Well, about 12 or 18 months ago, this man was an enemy of everybody, and now everyone loves him, and his name is, of course, Gary Walsh, our development officer, Northern New South Wales. And Walshy, last time we talked, Pirates were thrown out of the semi-finals, and we saw both the Moree Bulls and the Narrabri Blue Boys get to the grand final in 2013, but it's been a big change for you since that particular day. And how's the last 12 to 18 months been the development officer?
Mate, it's a bit of a dream come true. It's taken me to be the age of 55 to finally find a job that I want to get out of bed for. So, yeah, I feel very blessed, you know. And days at Pirates were fantastic, and I've still got deep-seated roots there. You know, it's great being able to be involved in all these other great clubs, both in the New England and Central North Zone. And yeah, I see it as a real privilege.
Were you shocked or surprised, or you were able to take everything on board when you became the development officer after a couple of weeks? Was it something where you were able to get your head around about it? Because of course you're a coach, you've worked in the corporate sector as well. Until you get onto the ground and see, you know, the people not only saying what a fantastic game it is, but also everybody wanting to have a crack at you as well, because there's not enough players coming up and the refs ruin the game and all this rubbish that comes with, you know, public criticism. How have you seen that, and how have you seen the whole job?
Well, it's issues that we've dealt with from day dot, you know, we'll continue to deal with them, but as far as all that sort of concerned, it's all about making sure that, you know, we just work hard at developing the game, and any job you take on, it takes a little while to settle in, and in your first year you don't always get it right, you know, working hard at getting it right the second year, and working closely particularly with the junior clubs, and we've got some great people in our local community, both in New England and Central North, they're a joy to work with. So it's just about trying to make sure we can make the experience the best we can for the players, and that's all encompassing, and it's whether it's, you know, coaching visits, or it's getting these guys like Paddy Ryan and Tyler Gray up here to see the kids firsthand and let them really experience what the game can do for them. So it's about, you know, working hard at it and trying to get it right.
Well, of course you haven't been lazy in regards to coaching, because you helped the Santos Central under-20s to the title there, of course, and moved into the top tier for this year. But also, what are some of the bigger challenges this year as far as development of the game? We've got a World Cup going on, we've had the Waratahs win the title, and it's one of those things moving forward. It's great to get kids coming in and playing, but also getting the coaches and the referees in as well is a big deal also.
Yeah, well, what a great scenario. You know, as you say, we've got a World Cup coming up, so the game's in the front of everybody's mind. You know, the Waratahs having a fantastic victory last year and puts the game in a good stead in terms of the public eye, and we really want to capitalise on that and try and drive it home. And in terms of the local area, we've got this fantastic game, Viva Sevens, which we're bringing through, and the Game On program in the schools, and it's going to make the game much more accessible to a lot of kids, and we're hoping from that we can get other people to sample our sport, learn to love it and enjoy it the way we do. So plenty of good stuff happening, and the sheer fact that the environment around it's really positive.
Also, of course, big thing we like talking about is women's rugby. We've had a fantastic run with the under 17s. Also, of course, the championships will be in Gunnedah with the 17s girls this year, and hopefully Central North can get a girls competition going with 18s and 16s and the boys, and that's a big thing as well, of course, with Brooke Saunders coming from around the area, and also having great exposure with the likes of Molly Gray, and also, of course, Margaret Watson, you know, in northern New South Wales and into the Hunter Valley as well.
Women's rugby is something that's really going in that sevens format, and we want to capitalise on that. We had Kalina Simons up here for the girls active program up in Moree, and had a tremendous response from that, and, you know, through teachers in our area like Bronwyn McCabe, and out there at Warrialda with the great Dale Booty. You know, it's great to have these people that are so infectious with the game, and they bring the girls along, and we've got other people in Crindie that we're looking to bring along as well, and we really hope that we can get this under 18s girls sevens competition, which will run in a gala format day and play alongside the senior clubs on a Saturday. We're really looking forward to that coming to fruition, and we're going to work hard to make sure that it does come off. But there's some great growth opportunities, and when you have a look at the program that Timmy Walsh, our national coach, has put in place, and the results that they're getting, like, you know, not the like you want to put a kiss of death on anybody, but they're looking down the barrel at a gold medal, and that'd be fantastic for our girls game here in Australia.
Finally, how do we get a hold of you, your phone number and also your email address if we want to get rugby into our school or get stuck into getting our kids into the game?
Yeah, mate, they can contact me at any time, 0439 621 106, and gary.walsh@rugby.com.au. So, yeah, accessible 24/7, mate. What a great way to live, rugby 24/7. You wouldn't want it any other way, would you?